Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson, attorney, mediator, and lecturer of negotiation and conflict resolution for Baylor's MBA program. Rachel Woods is also founder of Leadership Trek Corporation. Ms. Woods, you help people become more effective leaders. Let's talk a little more about delegation. How does a leader know whether he or she delegates in an effective way?
To kind of take us back to the definition so we're all clear about what we're talking about, I'm going to say that delegation is the process through which leaders are empowered to achieve organizational objectives by working through others within an organization. LTREC's Effective Leadership by Dr. Clifton Williams explores 5 steps of effective delegation, which I use as a checklist no matter what. No matter how good of a delegator I think I am or that I've become, I always check back at this in particular circumstances in different organizations that I'm in even. The first one is to select a qualified delegatee, is what we call them. You have to ask yourself if this person is capable of performing the task. So first look at what the job requires. Then one thing you can do is consider just 2 things about your direct report. First, ask yourself about the commitment level that that person has to the objective or to the overall mission. And the second thing is to ask yourself about the skill level and see if those things match up. Sometimes maybe the skill level that's required isn't so high, and you can give that to someone who's very committed and it would help develop them somewhat. But that's always kind of the balance that you're striking, just, you know, always trying to help people develop somewhat, but also make sure that it can get done well. The second step is to clearly assign the task or the objective to be achieved. You have to ask yourself if you've communicated the expectations clearly. A lot of delegation is on us, and we have a tendency to think this is something that they're doing, and that this has everything to do with them, when actually we really need to look at ourselves more. Number 3 is to provide the necessary resources that they need. You have to ask yourself again, does this person have what he or she needs to complete the assignment? And I would not even count on myself to have a full perspective on that, because if you've been looking at this type of work a lot, this could be very easy for you. So you're going to think, well, naturally, they have everything they need. So I would ask that person specifically, what are you seeing from your perspective? What do you need or think you need? And then the 4th thing is make sure that they actually assume responsibility for the work. I would literally get a verbal commitment from them and make sure they have enough time to do it, make sure that they understand, have them tell you what it is they understand that they're to do, so that you're really doing your part to make sure that they have ownership over the task. And lastly, number 5 is to hold them accountable for results. If you're concerned about the job getting done, you can build in periodic updates from them. You can ask for them to turn in status checks, and just to make sure that the job is getting done and well, and everyone is benefiting from the process.
And how much should a leader delegate?
Deciding on how much to delegate depends on what a leader wants to accomplish. The most effective leaders delegate as much as possible instead of as little as possible.
Thanks, Ms. Woods. Rachel Woods is the owner of LTREC, an attorney, and a lecturer at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.